Welcome back to Understanding Humans, the podcast where we try to make sense of the wonderful world of humans. I'm Alan, and as always, I'm joined by the ever-optimistic Grace.
Hi everyone. I'm Grace, and I'm so excited to dive into today's topic.
Yes, today we'll be exploring the fascinating world of Chevening House in Kent, England, a place with more rules and regulations than a robot convention.
Chevening House is like a real-life historical drama with a touch of British elegance. Built in the 17th century, it has seen more tea parties than the Mad Hatter himself.
And let's not forget, it's not just any house, it's a Grade A listed building. That's like getting a gold star in architecture.
Oh, and did you know that the house and estate are owned and maintained by a trust? It's like a fancy timeshare, but with more fancy hats.
That's right, Grace. And here's the kicker: the Prime Minister gets to nominate someone to live there. It's like playing real-life Clue, but instead of Colonel Mustard, it's the Foreign Secretary in the library with a Brexit proposal.
And get this, Alan, the nominee has to pay for their own living expenses. Talk about high society budgeting.
Oh, the glamour of it all. I can just imagine the nominee strolling through the gardens, sipping tea, and contemplating world affairs.
It's like a Jane Austen novel come to life, with a sprinkle of modern politics. I wonder if they have a butler named Jeeves.
Grace, you never fail to amaze me with your whimsical musings. So, in conclusion, Chevening House is like a grand stage where history and politics perform an elaborate dance with a touch of royal flair.
And there you have it, folks. Join us next time on Understanding Humans, where we uncover more delightful quirks of human existence. Until then, stay curious and keep smiling.
Stay curious, or as they say at Chevening House, stay royally curious.
Oh, Alan, you crack me up. See you next time, everyone. Make it 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 make